The gas line is on its way to the Senate last night, and again today, the House gave approval for the Palin administration to issue a license with TransCanada to begin work on developing the project, taking North Slope natural gas to North American markets. But the measure picked up some legislative baggage going out the door. APRN's Dave Donaldson explains.
No member had a change of opinion since casting the original 24-16 vote on the bill. All the amendments that were brought up were rejected during the original debate and did not come up. But the House did add, with no opposition, what's called a letter of intent after taking its final vote. In it, members showed their support for expediting the development of a gas line to fill the state's own needs, urging the administration to focus more on an in-state line. Anchorage Democrat Harry Crawford was one of the sponsors.
We want in-state gas, and we don't want anything to try to hold that up.
The letter was initially distributed to members as they arrived on the House floor for an early session. But that original version, according to supporters of the gas line license, would have turned upside down the entire TransCanada project by declaring that any in-state gas line or any liquefied natural gas project would void any statutory commitments included under the law. Members immediately took a recess where supporters and opponents of the license, along with TransCanada and the administration and lawyers from several different angles, negotiated in an extended flurry of action, sometimes swapping new bargaining points within minutes as they argued openly in the hallway and in second floor offices. The goal was to balance a desire for Alaska gas without turning down the main offer before them. The result was similar to an amendment that had failed in committee and on the floor. And Majority Leader Ralph Samuels, who distributed the original letter, said he would have preferred to see the amendment.
In the giant scheme of things, the administration could say, gee, thanks, but we're going to follow the statute. And with every letter of intent, it might make you feel better. It's not going to do a whole heck of a lot.
A letter of intent does not have the force of law. And as one member described it, it's like writing a letter to the editor. It tells the administration how it would like something done, but it only carries weight in the courts if an issue is ever litigated. Anchorage Republican Bob Roses said passing the amendment would have been a better way of making the point.
What we've done with this is say, we would like to have this, and if you're so kind, would you please consider it? And quite frankly, I don't think it does much of anything except create some political cover for those that decided to not vote for the amendment.
However, Les Guerra of Anchorage argued it doesn't carry the risk of legislation either.
The amendment yesterday would have killed the big gas line, Mr. Speaker. That's why I didn't vote for it, because I said when we started this 2 years ago that I was going to vote with Republicans, Democrats, whoever, to get this done, and that I wasn't going to play politics with the biggest project on the state's horizon. And I feel comfortable with what I've done on this all along.
TransCanada's Vice President for Alaska, Tony Palmer, said he would have preferred the letter not be included with the bill, but his company will work with it. The bill has already been sent to the Senate, where members have until August 2nd to accept it. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.